Hello out there in the podcast universe. This is Tina, aka Tiz, and I'm here with my homegirl Lori, aka Ain't I, and we're presenting to you our new podcast, The Cobblestone Exchange. You can find more information about our podcast on Instagram and Facebook at Cobblestone Exchange. And you can find it just the way it's spelled. That's at COBBLESTONEEXCHANGE. Yeah, sorry, I know it's a long one, but I'll work on getting that shortened for y'all.
It is our hope to shed light on the relatability of each person's innate genius. Through understanding, we envision improving the human condition. Now, we launch this month of May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month. We're here for you. We want to start to bridge the gaps with people who feel alienated due to mental health struggles. This is a safe space, and we want to share and become a part of your life and for you to be part of ours. Our disclaimer: we are not professional doctors, licensed therapists, or psychologists of any sort.
We don't know nothing.
We are simply sharing our opinions based off of personal experiences.
We crazy, y'all.
In case of mental health emergency, please contact 911 or the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. Welcome back to The Exchange, and thank you for listening. Now, today we are continuing our conversation on the experience of having ADD / ADHD versus the myth. It's what we call our Myth Expo.
Po, po, po.
And so far today, we were talking about the primary myths that are out there, and we dispelled them. Number one was ADHD isn't a real condition. Number two was the inability to sit still and focus are the only symptoms needed to diagnose ADHD. And lastly, we spoke about the myth that only children can have the ADHD / ADD diagnosis and that they can grow out of it. So we're going to continue on with our co-host Tina, giving us more great insight into this.
The Myth Expo, where we expose myths.
All right, let's talk about this next one, because I think that everybody is going to feel like this is a big thing. Everybody has this one at the top of their list. ADD / ADHD is a boy thing.
Okay, so yeah, that is a myth. Now, most people know boys to have it because most time boys have the hyperactivity part of it. Mm. Often women go undiagnosed, so it's more common for women to like learn about this in adulthood because they go undiagnosed because it gets dismissed as shy, because women most likely have ADD without the hyperactivity part.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, so so it's not as reported as much as boys or men.
Damn. Okay. Yeah, that really hit me right there. Cause man, I was so shy that I felt like almost trapped inside of my body. Wow. I'm wondering how many people out here listening are here, like really resonating with all the things you're saying that.
Yeah, and remember, you could go through some of these things, but these are things somebody with ADD goes through on a daily basis.
Right, right. Understood, understood. So what we think is typical, or rather what we say, okay, boys are hyperactive, girls will sit and do something that's quiet. That girl can be just as distracted as the boy is that you're trying to get to concentrate on something.
Yeah, and that's another myth that you said that I want to point out. It's not always just distraction. There's another element of it called hyperfocus that we go through.
Okay, that brings, that goes right into the myth that there's only one type. So yeah, here I am assuming that, it's an attention deficit. Okay, let's talk about that.
Yeah, because with hyperfocus, that seems to be what I'm going through more of right now for some reason. But with hyperfocus is when you focus in on something that you're interested in so much that like you pretty much zone out everything else that's around you. And it's hard to take your focus off of that. So, for example, it's days where I can research something on my phone and get caught up in that research, and the whole day has passed by and I didn't realize how much time has passed by because I was so zoned in on what I was looking at.
Mm.
And so a lot of things get neglected when you're in a hyper-focus mode. So that's another, causes another issue. Like when you're neglecting things that you're supposed to be doing at the time.
I see. So it's like you have a multitasking issue, but then you also have an issue with only doing one thing, and therefore there is no order in the day.
Exactly. Okay. Anytime that can catch, hyper-focus can catch you off guard and just mess your day up. So, like, with women having the inattentive type, like, they could just be hyper-focused on something, like, in class, for example, and but not, like on a note somebody wrote them or something, just hyper-focused on that and not paying attention to what's going on. But that teacher can think that she's, like, really focused and paying attention to what she's saying, but she's actually thinking about something completely different the whole time, like, just zoned out and daydreaming.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
So that's why it gets dismissed so often with girls.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And it can get out of control. I remember one time I daydreamed about an entire school year, like every day continuously. It kept evolving.
You just wanted it to end.
No, by the end of the daydream, it started. Listen, I started it. I guess I was about 15. By the end of the daydream, I was 27. By the time I finally, it wasn't real time. It was like daydream time. Yeah. But I had progressed the whole story till I was a 27-year-old adult, and I was a celebrity, and my best friend was Mary J. Blige.
You might just have ADHD. Although we are in the same family. That's another.
I digress. My interview next week. Yes. Man, all right. That takes us through number 5. There was only one type, so we dispelled that myth. Definitely not just hyperactive. Don't automatically associate hyperactivity with ADD. Because the other stuff is slipping right under the radar, y'all.
Yes.
Oh, man. All right. I'm looking at this next topic, and okay. People with ADD/ADHD are LD. And then let me, which stands for learning disabled, but I know that in different states, different like school districts and things like that, it's not always called that. So what we're meaning are, you know, whatever developmental, you know, y'all know what I'm talking about, but that's a colloquial term in Philadelphia, because I know it's not always called that. So let's, you know.
Y'all in Philly, y'all know that it's LD.
Yeah.
Y'all know everybody called somebody LD when they were in child, and they were in elementary school.
Exactly. So we're talking about, like, you know, like a special class.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's funny because I always think about when people compare ADD to LD. I always think about this guy I was dating, and we were in a car, and I was telling him, I think that was around the time I first got diagnosed, but it was my first time telling him, I know. I was like, yeah, I got ADD. And he's like, you got what? I was like, I got ADD. He's like, so all this time I've been dealing with a retarded girl. I'm like, no.
Oh, no.
So
people are so ignorant.
Yeah. So, like, that actually gets compared a lot of times. Like, I hear people say, like, even my brother, he said, like, he doesn't understand because I'm very intelligent one time. And intelligence has nothing to do with ADD. Like, there's no correlation at all. It's actually more related with like
intelligence is, as far as with ADD, is more so related on a higher spectrum than
That's
anything.
What I would think. I mean, I don't know what reference point other people have, but I would never think that somebody with ADD is also LD, unless they really drank the Kool-Aid of what was being done to us in school, which was when all of the children with any type of behavior issue was put into the LD class.
Yeah.
So that was your hyperactives, that was your too smart, so they're bored and doing other stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So because they all got meshed in, maybe people thought that everybody, you know, didn't understand things.
Well, people get it confused because, so the difference is, like, the learning disabled, that has to do with the inability to learn a new skill. So it's deficient in learning. You can't learn a new skill like reading or math and having a hard time doing that. With ADD, that has to do with a deficient in your executive functions. And that surrounds around learning, but it's not learning. Like, you're able to learn a new skill or task. That's what makes it frustrating, because you can be a super intelligent person,
right,
have ideas out the world and know exactly how to do everything, but you can't get yourself to focus on what you need to get to the next part,
right,
or you can't get yourself to get started because you're thinking about everything at once and getting frazzled like I am now, like thinking about so many different sections of it at once and have a hard time putting everything together and getting yourself started. Or another part of that is you could get yourself started, but finally get yourself motivated, finally get yourself started, mm-hmm, but you can't get yourself to finish it. Like, it's so things like that, like, gets taken as like you don't know what you're doing or you don't know how to do it,
yeah,
because like you have like so many uncompleted tasks. So that's what gets people confused with it, because it's very similar to learning disabilities, but it's not. They're
right.
Two different things.
Right. And that's why I'm so happy that we have this podcast, because that's something that really grinds my gears. I don't have an ADD diagnosis that I know of, but like Tina alluded to, you know, I got some other things, you know, in the mix. But it's ridiculous for anybody to assume that even if you are a little delayed in one area that you wouldn't flourish in others. You know, it's just mind-boggling to me. And I really want to talk about that to kind of wrap it up, because you know how much better, you know, celebrities are than real people. So maybe if somebody sees the other side of it, they would understand.
Yeah. So
that it doesn't mean that you aren't successful and you can't complete things.
Oh yeah, it's a few celebrities that have ADD or ADHD, like Justin Bieber.
Biebs? Who knew she was gonna start with
Biebs?
What?
Yes, Justin Bieber, David Blaine, the magician dude.
I remember him.
Yes, Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw.
Mm-hmm. Jim Carrey. Well, you can see that with Jim.
Oh, my man.
Ryan Gosling.
What?
This one got me. Solange. Solange knows.
I kind of knew that, because I was going to say Beyonce, but I'm like, no, she doesn't even have enough personality to be like, have it just, yeah, no.
We love you, baby.
I digress.
We don't need a Beehive attack.
No, we don't, but I love me some Solange, though.
Yes. So, we love you.
Beehive. Yes, I love y'all.
Howie Mandel. Uh-huh. Channing Tatum, that's my man. We can have ADD together. Come on, boo. We can help each other get organized.
And I heard that people think he's hot.
Yeah, he is. Henry Winkler. Yeah.
That's for the older generation. I don't know who that is.
He's the dude from Happy Days. Hey, the Fonz.
Oh, he looks like...
The coolest man back in the 70s. What was it? The 70s had ADD, yes. Y'all. It's a cool thing to have.
I can see that. I can see that actually. Oh my goodness. All right, y'all.
So
that was a lot of content. You know, let's take a little break. We'll be right back. All right, yes. We want to know, what are some of the positive qualities of ADD/ADHD?
Yes, there's a lot of positive qualities associated with ADHD. Qualities like creativity, intuition, originality, and we're like independent thinkers. So that's why you'll see a lot of like creative type that has that's why you'll find out they have ADD. A lot of creative and eccentric types usually do have it. And a lot of, like as we named in the last podcast, a lot of geniuses that's known has it.
I think we named one, but I think your list stopped at Albert Einstein, and then I went off into fantasy world and started talking about the good doctor on NBC.
y'all, just know that geniuses got it.
That's so important. That's so important.
And shout out to Dr. Lent, one of my other college professors. He was like the best, my favorite professor. And he said his whole family had it. But I loved the way he teach. Maybe because we were on the same page. But he was all over the place, but I got it.
Beautiful. Now, on a serious note, because you have come so far with this condition and, you know, we want to help as much as possible, even if it's a parent, you know, that sees these symptoms in their child, can you share with us, like, just a couple of your coping strategies, you know, that you recommend to somebody who may be listening and experiencing these, either themselves or for a loved one?
Yes. So for someone going through ADD, like, you really need to make sure you do a lot of day-to-day things, like get enough sleep, make sure you're eating healthy, because that your diet does play a part in it. Mm-hmm. Make sure you exercise, and exercise is great for any mental health condition, by the way. It's a great tool. And it helps to decrease the stress and anxiety that comes with a lot of mental health diagnoses. Practicing meditation is also great, especially with ADD. Just learning how to be in the present moment, because if you have it, you know, like, your thoughts are always constantly running in your mind nonstop. Like, and you're thinking about so many different elements at once. So, and past, present, future. So it's like learning how to just be in the present moment and being aware of yourself and your body and where you're at the moment. And practicing meditation is a great tool for that. And also make sure, if you are prescribed meds, to take your meds. People have all different feelings about medicine. Medicine is not a cure-all. It's not going to cure you, but it will help you to ease some of the symptoms so you can learn how to work with it and cope with it. You also have to work with, like, go to therapy if you need it. Go to therapy and work with your therapist on different coping strategies. Like, writing notes was a big one for me. Writing notes, I note everything, having a journal. And another thing is, while with ADD, we love to multitask, learn to start practicing single tasking. And while if you catch yourself, for me at work, for example, like if you catch yourself doing multiple things at once, like, learn to put some of the things down and just focus on one thing at a time and get in the practice of that to help you focus better.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, to reiterate, you know, you want to keep your diet balanced, exercise, lots of rest. Also practice single tasks, taking notes, things like that, to try to create as many to-do lists and notations as you can to ease in your daily life. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. Now, T, is there anything that we haven't fully covered that you think is important for the public to know about ADD?
Just a few things. Like, there are actually multiple types of ADD or ADHD, but the three main types of ADHD is the predominantly inattentive, predominantly hyperactive / impulsive, or the combination of the both. So it's good to educate yourself on what your diagnosis is and learn about your diagnosis. That's another tool to learn about your diagnosis so that you know what you're dealing with and know what you need to do to cope with it. And you won't beat yourself up as much if you know that why you're going through what you're going through. Another thing I did forget to list as far as with the symptoms, another symptom is communication issues.
So, oh, yes. Let's talk about that a bit.
Yeah. So it's communication issues as far as like literally with speaking as well as what like relationships with people. It's a lot of times people with ADHD have a hard time like managing their relationships in general. I'm not too sure why that is. I'm trying to learn more about it. I think it has to do with the moodiness that comes with it and irritability that comes with it. Especially if you're like a person that hyper-focused a lot, you get irritated whenever you're interrupted. Either way, you do get irritated because if you have a hard time, have a hard time focusing, and once you focus and somebody interrupts you, you get very irritated. So I don't know, it's a lot of things with that. And then as far as with speech, a lot of times, people with ADD sometimes have trouble articulating themselves well, and I have that problem. Like, I have I have a hard time putting my thoughts together, and that's where Lori is a great partner because she has a great way of summing up my thoughts for me. And then also actually speaking, there can be issues with your actual dialogue, like being able to pronounce your pronunciation of words. And a lot of people have ADD and dyslexia, which are two completely different things, but that is also what feeds into the rumor of people being having a learning disability. So that's where the confusion comes in sometimes.
Understood. Yeah, because it's a kind of condition that can snowball into other manifestations, and mm-hmm. sometimes the symptoms can mimic.
Yes. And then, and lastly, sorry, I don't want to run my mouth, because there's a lot of things, you know, that we didn't, you know, there's a lot of things that could be talked about with this, but the last thing I want to leave y'all with is the standard medical approach looks at ADHD entirely as a disorder. By disregarding the positive attributes, this approach often create new serious disabilities like shame, fear, loss of hope, lowered self-esteem, broken dreams. So just if you're a relative or a loved one of somebody that has ADD, just be supportive. Just learn how to be patient and supportive. If they're running late, it's probably because they had a hard time getting themselves organized for that day, and they were going through depression because of it, or anxiety because of it, or they had a hard time just getting started what they needed to get started, or finishing something, or they lost something, or at the last minute, like, or they have their IBS symptoms flaring up at the last minute from all the anxiety of looking for the purse they were looking for, or something like that. So just have a little patience and understanding. Help out. Say, hey, do you need help with something? Do you need me to help you find something? Or, like, just be patient and kind. Help take some of that anxiety off sometimes.
Tina, thank you so much for sharing with our listeners. That was really, really, really good information. It's going to take some processing, you know, for me. That was really, really excellent. And I just want to leave our listeners with a couple of things that you said to me off air that really hit me. Here's one of them. Stigmas are caused due to a lack of knowledge, and people either fear or laugh at what they don't understand. I thought that was really, really deep, because that really sums up like the mission of this, to be able to give people tips not only to communicate with people, but for the people who are dealing with this on a day-to-day, have an outlet and have tools to try to then go ahead and complete their missions, you know? So thank you so much for reiterating the communication part. Life is about communication, you know? Mm-hmm. I wanted to mention some research that I came across that I thought was really informative. Could I share that?
Sure.
Thank you.
Y'all learning here.
this shocked me. It says that ADD/ADHD can lower life expectancy by 8 to 13 years. And you ask why? Because it's a neurodevelopmental disorder. You know, how could that affect how long a person lives? And what I learned is that there are several factors, like stress, you know, that caused frustration, and maybe like Tina mentioned, the feelings of anxiety and the feelings of not being able to meet people's demands. And then also, you know, imagine at an early age this going undetected and you not having the proper structure, certain and maybe even a single-mindedness, that this mindset could lead to a range of behaviors like criminality. Also, self-destructive habits like smoking, drugs, alcoholism are more likely to occur because of how people feel inside. And lastly, those feelings, along with the accompanying symptoms, like the short-term memory loss and everything else that Tina mentioned, with completing tasks and staying organized, imagine managing a chronic health condition such as diabetes. So that really is the main contributor to some people who have this diagnosis sometimes struggling to maintain consistent and complete self-care. So we definitely want this information out there so that we can take care of ourselves, take care of one another, you know, with a little bit more conscientiousness, and to all of us to just try to approach life more meticulously. I think it's a good idea for all of us to practice you know, single tasks one at a time. You know, it's just easier on our minds and our bodies. So that's really heavy, y'all. So to recap, in speaking with someone with ADD like Tina, she gave us some successful mechanisms to function with the condition that we hope we were able to pass down to you guys. We want to emphasize that you're not alone. You have a tribe with us. In fact, we're looking forward to hearing from you guys more and more. You know, feel free to leave us a message, and you know, we continue to advocate for you, advocate for yourself, and you know, always strive for self-improvement and growth. And Tina, can you tell them, you know, how to check us out and all that good stuff, and what we kind of have in store for them?
Yes. So right now we're going through a series called Our Myth Exposed. So this is where we're exposing myths. So on our next episode, we're going to be exposing myths centered around bipolar. And we're going to have our very own Lori discussing those myths and helping us to dispel those myths for our next episode.
Me!
Yes.
It's sweeps week, y'all. Make sure you tune in.
Yes, be sure to tune in for that one. And you can always tune in at Cobblestone Exchange on Instagram or Facebook. You can find us there. And Thank you for listening.
Yeah. We appreciate y'all listening on Spotify and Anchor.
Yes, we're on all those programs. You can find us anywhere. Don't get tired of us now, you hear? Y'all come back now, you hear?
Thank you so much for sharing the information. Guys, we thank you for listening, and please let us know you out there.
Hey, peace out.
See you soon.